File number EE108. Personal file from Esat Echt. Personal log, Vincent Couture and Eva Reyes. Location, assigned residence, Etiac region.
Can we eat the cake, Dad?
I was waiting for Eugene.
He's not coming. He wasn't feeling well.
Again? Well, more cake for us then. Sorry I couldn't find any candles. 14 years old. I just want to say how grateful I am that I got to spend these last 4 years with you. Though I wish we could have spent them on Earth. Watching you grow into a rebellious teen has been pure torture. I am grateful there aren't any black clothes anywhere on this planet so you couldn't go full goth on me. Oh, and one big thank you to Itit at the market, who finally managed to recharge the batteries for our recorders.
I'm not rebellious.
Well, you leave the house on your own and you talk to people. That's rebellious enough. Essok said you spend a lot of time with one of the guard trainees. What's his name?
Ekim. And we're just friends.
Yeah, well, I hope so. He's like 20 years old.
They age super slow. He's younger than me.
Then he's too young for you. Wait, that's not what I meant.
What did you mean?
I mean you should stay here. Never leave the house or do anything. And whatever happens, never ever show up here with a boyfriend.
I want to meet him. Bring him over sometime.
Thank you, Rose. That was sarcasm, by the way. It's bad enough you talked me into letting her take a job. We're not doing the boyfriend thing just yet. Mr. Yacht Yacht, off the table!
She's helping others, Vincent. Feeding people? You should be proud of her.
Can you stop talking about me like I'm not here?
Hey, have you seen Eva? You know, the awkward one?
Very funny, Dad. And you're one to talk. I see the way you look at Essok.
I use my eyes. That's how I look at Essok. If I didn't, then I couldn't see her.
It's okay, Dad. She likes you. She and I are friends. It's perfect.
Why don't we talk about something else? Turn on the wall, please. We can't see a thing in here.
Did you just say turn on the wall?
He did. He's been saying it for 4 years. You never noticed? Dim the wall. Turn off the wall.
See what I'm up against, Rose? We're the only people on this entire planet who speak English, and I still don't sound cool enough for my kid. What do you call the wall thing, Rose?
Let more light in?
Oh, you're so clever. Let's eat the cake.
Eva, tell me about the soup kitchen. What do they have you do over there?
There's not much to tell. It's a soup kitchen. I stir the pots. I hand out bowls of soup.
How many people do you feed in a day?
I don't know. Hundreds. 1,000. A lot.
How can that be? They're allowed the same amount of food as everyone else. You've seen what they give us. We can eat twice as much and still have leftovers.
Where have you been for 4 years, Rose? Half of these people don't exist. They don't get anything. Their children don't get anything. Their grandchildren won't get anything. It's only going to get worse unless they get rid of that stupid council.
Eva, someone could hear you.
They're evil, Dad. Everyone here hates them.
I'm serious, Eva.
They're nothing but a bunch of racist assholes.
They're the only ones who can help us.
You said they haven't ruled yet. They couldn't come to a decision in 4 years. They'll never do anything.
They will. They'll send us home. They're the only ones who can. You want to go home, don't you? Eva?
Yeah, I do, but the way they treat everyone who's not 100% ECT, it's wrong. Someone has to stop them.
I know you don't like them, Eva. I'm just asking you to watch what you say in public. The last thing we want is to rock the boat any more than we have to. They're already blaming us for all those protests.
Did you know that Essok's people are dying?
I didn't know she had any family left.
She doesn't. On the planet where she's from, they're dying. All of them.
She was born here.
Don't be an ass, Dad. They could cure them, you know. They could. It's like super easy, apparently. But the council won't do a thing. They'll let a whole planet die.
They have a law that prevents them from interfering, Eva.
Rose, I don't think you want to go there. Eva has strong feelings about those great ECT principles. I don't want us to fight on her birthday. Besides, all of this is more or less your fault.
My fault?
Where do you think she gets all these ideas? Certainly not from me.
You think I...
No, I don't. You love the council. You're...
I don't...
I'm not done yet. You're the one who convinced me to let her work at the soup kitchen. That place is filled with nothing but starving aliens, most of them with a bunch of illegal kids to feed. Not exactly the most council-friendly place around.
I didn't realize. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're not the one telling them how many children they can have.
The Act don't have a lot of children. They're trying to keep a balance.
They're trying to weed them out.
That's not...
Oh, come on, Rose.
I'm afraid Eva's got you on this one, Rose. That's not a political opinion. It's just math. One child per person. That's half as many children every generation if they reproduce the way we do. These people wouldn't be here at all if they followed the rules.
Why do you keep defending them, Rose?
I'm not defend... Maybe I am. I just think it's not as simple as it seems. They didn't pick those principles out of a hat. There's history behind them. There's a reason. I agree that there might be some consequences to...
Might be?
There are some unfortunate consequences, but there's a lot more to the Act than their non-interference policy. They have as close to a pure democracy as I've ever seen. They vote on everything from the color of lampposts to medical research priorities. These people have more control over their own lives than we've ever had.
Okay, Rose, that's enough.
I was just...
I know. Let's just change the subject.
I can't listen to this. I'll see you guys later.
What? Why?
Eva, come on. It's your birthday.
Save me some cake, will ya?
Eva, come back inside.
Vincent, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say.
It's okay, Rose.
She's what?
She's a teenager without a mother. She's trying to make sense of the world around her, only it's not her world. She's also right, you know.
About what?
You do sound a little brainwashed. Pure democracy.
I said close to.
Okay, so you know about physics. If we lived here officially, you'd get to vote on anything that has to do with physics. If you knew about bugs, you'd get to vote on bug stuff. You'd also get to vote on mundane things you don't need any special knowledge for. But for the important things, you'd need to know what you're talking about.
I don't see how that's a bad thing.
But who decides if you know what you're talking about?
There are committees that assign credentials.
And who decides who sits on those committees?
The committees choose their own members. They...
Now you're getting it. If you live in Usk and your skin is in the right shade of olive, you don't get to vote on anything but where to plant trees. The people here... They get to be on committees and stuff, but the policies that affect them most, anything having to do with people of alien descent, that's not done locally. Do you think there's anyone that looks like Esok on the Great Council of Akitast? Do you think there'll ever be?
You're saying the system is rigged against them.
They're saying the system is rigged against them. I'm saying they're not even a part of it. Not in a meaningful sense, anyway. They've been sold the illusion of democracy. And they bought it. They really bought it. They don't want to get rid of the system. They're asking for more representation in it. They don't even realize that the whole thing is purposely built to keep them out. The Act basically renounced a whole empire, power over thousands of planets, just to get rid of all the aliens here. Half aliens were just never part of the plan. They're a compromise. They're like bicycles in a city without bike paths. It wasn't designed with them in mind.
I don't think their decision to take power away from the Emperor had anything to do with race.
You don't think so? I heard the story. The Emperor did something stupid. They got their ass kicked, and they wanted to make sure it wouldn't happen again. But there's a big difference between not meddling with other worlds and kicking out everyone who doesn't look exactly like you. This is entirely... about race. These people got scared, 9/11 style, only much worse, and they started to fear anything and anyone that wasn't ECT. This is populism on steroids. These people went all in. They got rid of the scary people, the political elite. Hell, they got rid of central government altogether.